Well, I'm trying to encourage them all to sing. They were singing beautifully. The cast are back to the 80s. The minute I open the mics, panicked. Guys, you were brilliant. I particularly wanted you here on 107 Meridian FM Rotary on the radio today because I came to see Back to the 80s and I was just blown away by it. It just was so professional. Not that it shouldn't be. And we've got Miss Holly Warren here with us. Miss Warren, who I understand produced and directed the show. Well done. What an amazing show it was. And I can only assume that you all really loved it because the energy that came off that stage was brilliant, totally brilliant. So how easy or not was this, Miss Warren, to pull together? You might have to wiggle your way round to the microphone.
It wasn't difficult at all. It was actually Mrs. Beasley who found Back to the 80s, mm-hmm. who proposed it, and we read it and listened to some of the music, and we just thought it was brilliant. And I think the first time we showed it to the cast, you all liked it, didn't you?
Yeah. The songs are great. The songs were definitely probably the biggest appeal.
Yeah. I think we were actually surprised at how many songs they knew as well.
Do you know, I was going to ask that. How many did you know? And what was the worst bit? The fact that you knew them, but the fact that your parents actually knew all the words.
Yeah.
And were helping you sing, probably, and going, no, you've not done that bit right.
Yes, because as much as we knew them, our parents knew them better, so...
Now, introduce yourselves. Who have we got here today? Let's start from my left.
So I'm Tia Bartlett, and I played Miss Branigan, who's one of the teachers.
You did very well. I thought you really was a teacher because they are looking younger and younger as Miss Warren here will. Yes, exactly. I'm of an age where I can't tell the difference between the teachers and the pupils anymore. And next to you is
I'm Juno Fatidis, and I played Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Tiffany is like the girl next door, and she's kind of the most popular girl in high school and the really manicured, oh my god, he's so hot kind of boy. Girl.
She's gender fluid.
Not an easy role to play, really, because, you know, in a school environment, nobody actually really wants to be that girl.
No. I found it really difficult because I found her so shallow, if I'm honest. It was kind of hard to relate to. But then I just had to...
You have to roll with it, don't you?
Yes.
That's how it's written. It's not me. It's like Jessica out of Who Killed Roger Rabbit. You know, it's just the way she was drawn.
Yeah.
And next to you is...
I'm Cameron Rex, and I was in charge of the radio mics for all the actors.
Ah, so you're a techie. Well, pull the mic to yourself then.
So I was one of the few techies that we had on the show, so every night I had to kind of make sure that all the mics were working order, they're all batteries and things like that.
And isn't it always the way that they work the minute they're in your hand, and then the minute that they're on somebody's body, suddenly they turn? Yeah. I know.
That happened a lot, yeah. You're all cursed, guys. You're all cursed.
Actually, mine survived somehow.
And over the other side, we have...
Hi, I'm Ethan Chapman. I played Corey Jr. I played it with a broken wrist for two of the nights, but yeah, it was a good time. He's just a geek.
Well, that was all over Facebook because you apparently fell off your bike or had an accident.
Motorcycle crash Thursday morning. Went to A&E and was performing Thursday night. Show must go on, as Freddie Mercury said.
There you go. Absolutely. And next to you is...
Right, I'm Nuazet Diaz-Cano, just newer to everyone here. I played Mr. Cocker, the head of maths, future-to-be headmaster of the school.
Yes, that's right. And you were...
Oh, so I'm Imogen Beaver, and I was the prop master on the show.
Of course. That is really hard work because you have to make sure that everything gets in on exactly the right time, at exactly the right place, and that the people who are supposed to be putting it there and taking it away again are all there.
It's amazing how many props can disappear in a few meters, you know?
They were also
So all of the techies were also involved in putting the set together. So I think actually they need credit for that. So we had a William Ocean High sign,
yeah,
and we had a yearbook, which was kind of came from Mr. Keeble's imagination, which was brilliant.
Yes.
And a symbol on the side. So they spent the Sunday, or Saturday and Sunday before the show, creating all of that. So that was all, most of it was hand painted.
Well done.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It really was. It reminded me, the set reminded me a little bit of the Under the Sea dance from Back to the Future.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because that was kind of school prom, wasn't it? And the
That was the vibe.
I'm seeing that now, actually.
Yes. Looking back.
Sorry about that. I'm just giving you a game away.
Spot on.
Now, did you have to audition for the parts, and did you particularly want to do set design, you know, and you do techie? How did that all come about? Did you just gravitate towards those roles?
I mean, yeah, I did the same tech role for the last few school shows, so it's kind of just like a natural thing for me. I knew what I was doing, and I'm probably one of the few students actually does.
Oh.
So it's just kind of...
Could do with your hair.
Yeah.
I haven't got a clue most of the time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do come along. And what about the set? Are you arty? You must be arty.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. That's a matter of opinion. But no, it was quite strange for me because usually when I do school show, I'm actually in the show's acting. And so it was weird to see the other half of the show and see all the backstage stuff, but I'm really like glad I did it because it was so much fun, because you get to do so much, whether it's just painting, building, or just being on con. It was nice joking backstage.
Keeping it all together.
Yeah.
Now, what about the rest of you actors and actresses? Did you audition for your role?
So yeah, we all obviously had to audition for it with a bit of song and a bit of script, which we did in pairs, etc., just so they can see chemistry between other people. Funny enough, I auditioned with Juno, so
woo!
Wow, who would have thought?
There you go.
Pairing right from the start. But yeah, it's a good experience. Everyone, you get to see what it's like doing it.
Did anyone audition for a role that they didn't get?
But
they ended up being something else.
Me, actually.
Oh, go on then.
No, yeah.
Say me.
Nua. Originally, I didn't actually know too much about the cast and, like, what most of the characters were like. And originally, I was thinking I was going for the Michael Feldman role. But then I ended up auditioning with Tia.
Yeah.
And we did the teacher scene. And from there, I feel like there was just a natural kind of chemistry going off with the performance.
Yeah.
And which was funny though, because I was ill that day, and so my voice was a lot deeper than it was. And then they go, "Was that a character choice?" And I was like, "No, I'm just really ill."
That was me being a bit poorly. Oh my goodness.
No, but it was good.
So how difficult was it then to get people like the orchestra and the tech people together so you could rehearse? I mean, did you rehearse after school during school? How does it work? Weekends? What?
Do you want me to answer?
Yeah, Miss Warren.
Yeah. Miss Warren's got a whip in her hand that's giving me a bit of a clue as to how we got to rehearsal, yeah.
So we rehearsed with the cast 3 days a week. So we did Monday, Wednesday and Thursday after school till 5 o'clock. And what we do is we split it up. So Monday they did a singing rehearsal, Wednesday was just acting, and then Thursday was acting and dancing, so the choreography. The orchestra put together and rehearsed by Mrs. Nixon and Mr. Heatley in music, and then Mr. Forsyth and Miss Collins, who are our technicians, they were in charge of all of the tech crew or backstage crew. And it wasn't really until the last couple of weeks that we pulled them all together, so they all rehearse separately and then they all come together.
I bet that was really exciting for all of you, though, to hear the music and see the acting and getting it all together. I bet that was it suddenly all clicked into place.
Yeah, well, it's stressful to say the least, but a nice experience nonetheless, because, you know, everyone does their own little bit and does it amazingly well. So you get all these different talented people coming together to create a really nice finished product, and it's just great seeing people of all different caliber and kinds of people working on one big project. It's a really nice kind of vibe to the whole thing of just creating.
That's
nice.
And you mentioned there the music, and I think the music is so key to this, because I was listening to a lot of the tracks and I was sort of thinking, this isn't 80s, this isn't 80s, and I've checked and they are the 80s. And the other observation I made, which made my husband pull a face at the time, was I said to him, do you realise the 80s is nearly 40 years ago? Oh dear. So for you to have heard some of the music from nearly 40 years ago, and